I was just talking about, you would like to find out, to learn something, education, etc., you will find it only in the schools or colleges. You would like to have medicine, go to a hospital. Similarly, you want anything, or if you want some warm clothing, then go to some cloth seller. If you would like to find out God, then go where? In the company of a true saint, of a master. What is master or a saint? Word made flesh, who dwells amongst us. So there, when that God is there everywhere, Master is one word made flesh. Satsang is called the company of Sat. Sat is called unchangeable permanent. We never change that, or ever existent. So, our soul, when it is divested of mind and matter and outgoing faculties, knows herself by self-analysis. That controlling power is already within us, controlling us in the body. That God, very God, is also within each of us. But our souls are identified with the mind and outgoing faculties. So much so that we have forgotten ourselves and forgotten the over-self, God, which is keeping us in the body. So where such a soul is there, who has known itself by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness, he is cognizant, he sees God as I see you and you see me. Such a person is called master, or a saint, truly saint. Wherever he sits, the radiation goes on. Radiation goes on through every pore of the body. But the place of manifestation, especially within through the eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. Soul is just intoxicated with the love of God, with God. If you look into his eyes, that radiation will be there. So, how to derive the full benefit of a company of a saint is to, you must prepare yourself for that. And that preparation lies in what? When you come to a place where a master is sitting, forget all the world over. Forget even the environment. Just forget who is sitting by you. Just be fully attentive to the eyes of the master, which is the place where the soul plays, So you must become receptive to derive full benefit of the company of a saint. Those who come near the master and their mind is, what you say, tossing about one place to another. All your ripples arising in the pond of mind. Therein you cannot develop receptivity, as also you cannot receive the full benefit of the radiation which is going on through the whole body and through the eyes especially. So this benefit you can derive even while sitting thousands of miles through radio. You hear what a man is saying at his long distance too. Through television you also see who is speaking. If that is so, if the word is everywhere, word or nama, shabda, the same thing. So the man, where the word is manifest, the vibration, radiation goes on through the whole world. Those who become receptive to that by stilling their mind and intellect, they derive full benefit. Kabir says, if the Master is residing a thousand beyond the seas, and the disciples are residing this side, just direct your attention that way. Become receptive. That word is everywhere. You see? When you become receptive, you derive the full benefit of satsang. So, if you want to find God, go to a place where your Master is sitting. By radiation you will have if you become receptive. Then nothing stands between you and the Master. Not even the body. Whole attention absorbed into the eyes of the Master, you will have full radiation and full, what you say, bliss-giving intoxication too. This is the quickest and the easiest way to derive full benefit of a company of the sage. So this was the subject we taught here. That's what he read. That is the substance of the whole talk. There is naturally when you become receptive, you get higher intoxication. The world is forgotten because you have more pleasure, more bliss into the beyond becoming receptive as compared with the outside things. We are conscious beings. When we become receptive or in contact with the world residing everywhere, you see, world and nam, the outer expression of which is light and sound. The more you come in contact with that, you have more bliss, more intoxication as compared with anything outside. So there are so many, mind becomes still. What is that Upanishad says, by having which you do not need anything more? That is coming in contact with the light and sound principle of the world made flesh. So the company of one where world is made flesh, it is called satsang. There you can find the radiation of God. There also, even at thousands of miles, if you become receptive. So that is why Maulana Rum says, you, if I have 20 minutes to sit by a saint, for 20 minutes only, the result of the benefit that you derive during that short period, thousands of years of penances, true penances too, cannot wipe that. Yeah? Once the fire is burning, you sit by it. When all the fire is made, you see, ablaze, how that is burned. It is quite great difference, you see, between the two. When word is manifested anywhere, you become receptive, your mind is still. When your mind is stilled, the only thing that retards our way between us and God is mind. If mind is still, you can reflect your own self in it. You can reflect God within you. You have not to put in anything from outside. It is already there by becoming the turbulent waves of the mind. You see, when those are still, you can see your face in it. You don't follow how to derive the full benefit from the company of a saint. So God is found not in books, that's only statements given, not in temples made with stones by the hand of man. There only we gather together to, I will praise God, thank Him for all what He has given. But he resides within you. Body is the temple of God. When you have understood that thing, then where to go to find him? First, within your own self. Withdraw from outside. Withdraw from mind and outgoing faculty. Come to the back of the seat of the soul, behind the eyes. There is your... When you concentrate there, then you just open your inner eye to see the God also within you. But where it is manifest already, that radiates by sitting by him even for short period, that will give you quicker results. That is why the satsang, the company of saints, is talked of very highly in all scriptures. So this is how we should, how we can find out God quicker by radiation. It is already within you that is awakening, given a boost. That is why it is said, if one lyrical glances of a saint that raises your soul from outside, brings you up into your own self and see the light of God within you. That's all. So one grace pouring love or glance from a master is sufficient for us. You see, that will give a boost. That is the meaning what is meant by it. Have company of a saint. The more you get, the better. The more you get receptive by sitting by him, the more you can derive more benefit. Simply come and go, that won't do. It is receptivity that gives you very, substantial. The more time that you can get in the company of the saint, the better. But even if you are not in the direct company of the saint, you can develop receptivity by sitting in your rooms, even at far off places, by developing receptivity. Yes. That receptivity comes only when everything is taken away between you and the master. So maybe it has thousands of miles. Telephone message received, you see, from thousands of miles, we hear. This is what is meant by receptivity. There is nothing stands between you and the master. Not the worldly things, not even your body, you see. Not even your mind. Simply receptivity. That will work that way. We cannot underrate the value of direct company with the master. The more you become receptive, the more benefit you can draw. Even at a far off place, you can draw receptivity. When you draw receptivity only, then you will be able to derive more benefit from distant places. When you direct, you are face to face. So that is that gives you more. When you draw receptivity, then from thousands of miles you can have the same benefit. You follow those people who apply for initiation. I simply sanction. All right, give me sitting. The man through whom that gives the sitting, you see, he gives the same experience as in direct contact. So that is through the shabda, that word, see? That word that is everywhere. So I think you will appreciate that you can derive more benefit by becoming receptive, even if you are here. The more you can have time, direct contact, so much the better. If not, because it is not possible to 24 hours of the day, but whatever time you get, the better, then develop that receptive while sitting in your room. that is dwelt, you can go anywhere. The world, you see, is pervading everywhere. What makes such one thing? When that vibrates, that vibrates through the universe. Only it becomes a question of becoming receptive. That's all. So that makes no difference whether man is sitting near or far off. That's a matter of only becoming attentive, receptive to the word or shabda which provides everywhere. Where it is manifest, that vibration, that vibration goes on through the world. You know what is master now? Only such like masters are eulogized, I would say, in all scriptures. Satsang kisko kahte hai, jahan kaun bhi kuch baitha. आलमुति सोबत करना सत्संग नहीं, और वो भी जो रेडिएशन होती है रिसेप्टिव होने से होगी, जब तुम्हारे उसके दरमियान कोई न रहे, जिस्म का ख्याल भी न रहे। आंखें, ये आंखें हैं ढोर घर की समझी जाए, जैसे वो परमात्मा जिन आंखों में जिस रूप है इंटॉक्सिकेटेड है, उसका रेडिएशन डायरेक्ट होता तुम्हारे दिल से मतलब जीते क्या ऊपर देखो। इस तरह से आप पूरा फायदा उठा सकते हो। सास करो भजन, घर में जा बैठो, वही फायदा घर में भी आप उठा सकते हो। सर मुंह उधर कर, आपके उसके दरमियान कोई न रहे। वो जो वहां वाइब्रेशन, वो तुम्हारे अंदर भी है, वहां वाइब्रेशन मुंह करने का सवाल है, और कोई बात नहीं। ये थोड़ी सी बातें जो आपको प्रैक्टिकली पेश की जाती है, जो किताबों में खोल कर नहीं बयान होती, दी तो होती है, बेसिक चीज वही है, बट इज नॉट सो वेरी क्लियर जैसे कि आप व्यक्त की जाते।